Well, good morning and welcome to Hillside Assembly. I am the lead pastor here. My name is Eric and I am super excited about what God is going to do in your life today. If you're here in person today, we want to give you just a couple guidelines. Our restrooms are available. However, the parking lot is icy. So please, if you're crossing the parking lot, that is at your own risk. Please be careful. Our staff is doing our best to get all the ice off this morning. If you're in the building, please social distance and masks must be worn to be in the building. If you're part of our online audience this morning, we're so thrilled that you're out here today. If it all goes well today, I think this will be my audition tape for Surviving Alaska. So excited about that. But I'm super stoked to be able to preach God's word today, to be able to sacrifice and my worship cost something today. I'm excited to do what God wants us to do. We'd love for you to connect with us. You can do that on our live chat on Facebook, as well as going to our website, hillsideassembly.org. You can give online as well there. And for those in the parking lot that would like to give today, you'll notice these two white giving containers as you exit the parking lot. You can just give in those tubes at the end of service. We are working on a very special Christmas Eve service, and we would love for you to be a part of that. What we'd like to do is get everybody to do a video Christmas greeting for our Christmas Eve service. We're hard at work putting that together. And today, after the worship experience, if you'd like to do a Christmas card, we can set that up. We'll do one family at a time. Just let our team, outside team, know that you'd like to do that. It'll take about 10 to 15 minutes for us to transition inside, and then we'll move people through as quickly as we can. We want to do it safely, obviously, under the conditions that we have. But we'd love for you to be a part of that. And then next Sunday, if all goes well, we will have an audio CD for those who want to watch or listen audio. We'll also be launching on the 24th on all of our streaming platforms, so you can watch it online. And then we are also going to try to do a DVD. No promises there, but we're going to try to get that done as well, so you can have access to that next Sunday. Cross your fingers, all that goes well. We'd love to be able to give you the DVD version so you can watch that at your leisure on Christmas Eve. Well, I'm ready to get into worship today, to engage with God. Let's go ahead and pray. We've got a tremendous team inside. The Gitzels are here to lead worship. Dave is not with us. The Bruss family has COVID, as well as another family in our church. So we want to pray for them. Jess and Dave are doing okay now. Jess was very sick early on. Dave has a really bad cough right now. But the kids are doing great, so we want to pray for them. But we've got a great team with Anthony and Jeff doing our tech. Let's hear it for Anthony and Jeff this morning. That's good news, because that tells me you guys can hear on the radio. So we've at least got that covered today. So Dave, we're doing the best we can without you. We miss you, buddy. We can't wait to have you back next week or the week after. But we're praying for your family. Let's pray and let's engage in worship and let's hear a message from God today. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to praise and worship your name. In crazy conditions, you are still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, as you speak to us today and transform our hearts, our minds, our lives, Lord, we know that you want to do bigger things in and through us than we could ever imagine. Lord, I pray this morning that this worship experience would be pleasing to you, that, Lord, it's offered up as a sacrifice to you, and that someone, Lord, would hear the gospel, maybe for the first time today. Lord, we leave no one behind. And God, we want to provide an opportunity for anyone in our communities to be able to hear the gospel message and respond. Lord, we pray for those families affected by the COVID virus. Lord, we lift up the Bruss family to you. We thank you for your grace and mercy extended to them. And we pray for a total and complete healing. Lord, we pray for this other family in our church today, that God, you would bless them. You would bring healing to their bodies as they continue the road to recovery. And Lord, we thank you for your wisdom you've given us, the ability to be able to still do ministry in this crazy time. And Lord, we praise you for the lives that are being touched and changed. We give you praise, glory, and honor today. And God's people said, amen. Let's worship God this morning.
Psalm 100 says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. True joy comes from the Lord. And we're going to sing that hymn, Joy to the World. Join with me as we sing it this morning.
nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love.
Well, thank you, Robin, for leading us in worship this morning. Robin and the Gitzels will be back in just a little bit to close out our service. But are you ready to hear a word from God this morning? I love it. We're going to have a great time. We're going to jump into the book of Mark, and this is a Christmas message. In fact, next week will be a Christmas message as well. Next week, we're going to talk about the first Christmas dinner. Very excited for that. Today, however, we're going to talk about a Christmas message. This is a text you probably would not familiarize yourself with the Christmas time, but I guarantee you God is going to challenge you through this passage of Scripture. We're in Mark chapter 6, and we're picking up with verse 6. Then Jesus went around from village to village, calling the 12 to him. He began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but no extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. So when you start this text and you're looking at it, there's an important thing to realize. You have to understand that first word we started with. Then Jesus went around teaching. Now that may seem really simplistic. That just means there was something that happened before this. And if you were here last week, you probably caught the message. But we want to bring everybody together. Last week we talked about Jesus going back home and how hard it was trying to minister to family, friends, and neighbors who knew him before his ministry career. Let's go ahead and just read those passages of scriptures because I think that's good and it plays into what we're talking about today. Jesus went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things, they asked. What's this wisdom that has been given to him? What are these remarkable miracles he's performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us now? And they took offense to him. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Now here's verse 6 put together. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching village to village. I think this is an extraordinary verse right there. He was amazed at their lack of faith, heartbroken, discouraged, disappointed. And the very next thing Jesus does is he goes around teaching from village to village. Jesus probably just had one of his worst days in ministry leading up to this point in his life. And let's just face it, any of us walking in those same shoes would classify it as a failure. And yet Jesus here shows us an incredible and powerful principle that he's asking us to apply to our life. When we fail, when things don't go as planned, when things are out of our control and we have no power to change them, let it go and move on. Let it go and move on. But so many of us struggle with that very thing. A majority of us, we struggle with letting go, really letting go. I mean, we can talk a good talk, but the condition of our heart and the condition of our mind is really the litmus test for that. Are we capable of letting things go and moving on? We hold on to things. We carry the baggage with us far too long for far too much. This morning's title to this message is Let Go of the Christmas Baggage. If we want to be like Jesus, do ministry like Jesus, we need to learn to let go of our baggage and move on. We've all seen people, and maybe we've been those people, when you go to the airport and you see the people that have way too much baggage, they're like going on a 3-day trip somewhere, and they got bags after bags, and the gal at the checkout's like, I'm sorry, sir, you can only have one bag, one carry-on, and the freak out begins. Or maybe we've been on the road, like Christmas time, when a lot of people travel, we'll be going down the road, and you see somebody's car just packed with baggage, packed with suitcases and boxes, and it's overflowing. You're thinking, man, where are they going? There's only one person in the car, but it's jam-packed full with stuff. Overloaded with too much stuff, and too often, that's our own life. Overloaded with too much stuff. We have all sorts of baggage that we're carrying. Like baggage, like failure. It's a big bag to carry. Or we got worry. Oh, an expectation. I gotta carry that. And oh man, somebody said something to me and I was offended by it. So I gotta carry that. And let's see, what else are we carrying? How about selfishness? Yeah, let's got a little bag of selfishness here. Yeah, expectations. Oh, what about overspending? Or maybe you just spend money. All right, I got that too. So what we do is we have all this baggage we carry and expectations, and I gotta get that. And all right. And wait a minute. I can't carry it all. There's too much for me to even carry. So we try to put one thing down and pick something else up and carry it for a few feet, tripping and stumbling all the way. When God's saying, we got to learn how to let things go and put them down. See, when we carry all of this stuff, failure, worry, angry, past relationships, because we'll take our past relationships and put them on somebody else in the future that had no idea what we went through in the past, but we live that way. We hold on to our past relationships and they affect our current and future relationships. Overspending, selfishness, expectations, it's all heavy. But Matthew 11:28, verse 30 says, Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's a message we need to hear at this Christmas season. Well, my wife and I, we had the privilege to be able to watch this event that the school put on this last week, talking about mental health. And they were talking about, really, we live in a culture right now of post-traumatic stress syndrome because of everything that's happened this year. And there's two different things that are happening. We have people that are absolutely taking on more and trying to do more and help more. And we all should help each other, but they're trying to do so much all in their own power, all in their own might. And it's so overwhelming because there's too much. And they're just burning out. And the other part is there's people who are absolutely cutting themselves off and just they're tuning out, and they're just kind of going into a zombie state of just disconnect from everything. And in this season, we need to realize the burden is not on us. That Jesus came to set us free. That Jesus came to speak to us because his burden is light. His yoke is easy. And there can be joy even in the midst of hardship. So why do we do it? Why do we carry all this stuff with us all the time? If we know this stuff is weighing us down, that it doesn't help us, it's not good for us, it slows us down, it gets in the way, it trips us up, it can harm us. I was on a missions trip to Mexico with one of my teenagers when I was a youth pastor. We had a bag similar to this one. It's got the wheels on the back of it. And we were trying to carry all this stuff up this huge ramp, this concrete ramp that was probably 45, 55, 65 feet long. And somehow we got that strapped on to one of our backs. I can't remember if it was me or him. We're carrying way too much stuff. And at one point we tripped. It fell back into me. I must have had it on. He fell back into me. The wheels fell on the ground, and we rolled all the way down this hill. And it was just crazy. We didn't get hurt, but people were laughing. We always remember that because we were trying to carry too much. God doesn't want you carrying too much. But the reason that we carry all this garbage, all this past into our present, into our future, is because we don't know how to function without it. Because once you've carried something for so long, it becomes a part of our identity. This is where a lot of churches struggle. They struggle to do things differently because we've always done them a certain way, because we have allowed what we carry to define us, instead of saying we are defined by Christ, so then we can carry what we need to. We put the cart before the horse. Does that make sense? Too much of the time we've said that our expectations are based on our past experiences, or what we carry in our personal lives. And it holds us back from experiencing the greatness of what God has for us and has for you and your family and your relationships at your workplace. Too often we identify our baggage as who we are, when who we are is a child of God. And that definition should determine what we carry. Maybe you don't know who you are without the baggage in your life. And I will tell you this, every person here online or in our parking lot is carrying some sort of baggage today. You are. You can be honest with yourself and say, admit it. Or you can lie to yourself and pretend that you don't. But I'm going to tell you this, if you lie to yourself, you're missing out on a true Christmas blessing this season. To let go and to grab a hold of what God has for you. See, if we want the very best that God has for us, it requires two open hands. And if we're carrying all this baggage, how in the world can we have our hands ready to receive what God wants to throw our way when we've got all this stuff we're waddling around with? Could you imagine if I carried all these bags around with me in our community and I tried to share Jesus and invite people to come to church? Hey, you should come to Hillside because experiencing God is fantastic. God will set you free. It doesn't sell. People look at us and go, what are you talking about? I see all the baggage in your life. Because here's the thing. Sometimes we can't see it. We think we got it all together. We put the makeup on in the morning. We look good. We put the suit on and go to work. But we carry all this baggage in our heart and minds. And here's the thing. We're only fooling ourselves. We're not fooling God. And we're not fooling the people we're trying to reach. Where if we were just honest with people, if we would just show that we're broken, that we've got problems, but we've got a mighty Savior who's come into our life and is working on our heart and working on our mind and is continually setting us free, let me tell you, that's something that's very attractive to people who need a Savior today. We cannot be hypocritical in this time. It's time for us to show people Christ in our life. and to show them it's okay to be broken, because God loves us for who we are, and we're a work in progress. This message is exactly what he told the disciples all those years ago. In verse 7, he says, calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. He called these men to ministry, launched them into ministry, and that same call goes out to you today. And ministry is simply this: serving people. Just not other Christians, just not people that you agree with, just not people that look like you. He's called us to serve all people. A person can't respond to the gospel if they don't hear it. A person can't respond to the gospel if they don't see it. And a person cannot respond to the gospel if they don't have an example of it. Guess whose job it is to speak it, to show it, and to be an example? It's ours. Not just your pastor, it's you. That is the calling on your life. You are messengers of the gospel in word, deed, and example. We're the hands and the feet of Christ. That is what Christmas is about, what Jesus did. And now us to be able to take it to our community, to our home, to our family, to our workplace. The instructions Jesus gave to his disciples were to serve people, and he told them how to do it. Verse 8, this is the instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money. Wear sandals, so don't go around barefoot. Wear sandals, wear your winter boots, but no extra shirt. The message here is leave the baggage behind. Leave it behind. Leave your safety net of what you know in your life. Leave your dysfunctions behind and trust Jesus for the ministry. Trust Jesus for your resource. We like to say that, but we like to run back to our comfort of our selfishness. We like to run back to the comfort of my past relationships. And because my past relationships failed and because they had issues, I can never have good relationships. So I just isolate from people. I just carry around my past relationships, and we'll embrace it. I'll embrace my past expectations. Well, nothing else has always worked, so nothing's going to work now. What a horrible way to live. What a horrible way to live. Jesus says, leave it all behind, let it go, and trust me to provide for you. If it was good enough for them 2,000 years ago, it's good enough for us today. Verse 10 says, whenever you enter a house, stay until you leave that town. You're going to have partners along your journey. You are not Rambo, and life is not an 80s action movie. You're not meant to go in, it's all me all the time. That's not the way it is. We play our part, but we play as a team. And we do life together. And you're going to have partners in life. Your family could be a partner. Your spouse absolutely is a partner in life. Friends and church family, these are all partners. But I'll tell you this as well. There will be unexpected partners God will put in your life. People that you will look at and go, you don't see the benefit of that relationship, but God does. God's placed them in your life and in the circle of your influence for a reason. You have co-workers and complete strangers that God will put in your life as to partner with you, as a resource in your life, to help grow you, to help motivate you, to help disciple you. And some of them you'll look at and think, there's no way they could teach me anything. You'd be surprised how much they can teach you. God will bless you with partners in all sorts of crazy, unexpected ways. This church has been blessed so much by unexpected partnerships in our community. And for some of them, they don't even look at it as partnering with the gospel. They just like us. How amazing is that? Because they see Christ in us. Keep going, church. Keep living. Keep being an example. Verse 11 says, and in any place that will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. What about when it all goes wrong, Pastor? What about when life doesn't go the way that I want it to or I think it should go? What about when others treat me wrong? Because look, the world's full of jerks. What do we do when we're heartbroken? Jesus gave the answer right here. Let it go and move on. Shake it off. Jesus said it way before Taylor Swift did. Shake it off. But it's hard when it's our heart. It's hard when it hurts. But Jesus commands us, shake it off. When people treat you wrong, when it's not anything that you've done, but you're just treated that way, and you hold on to it, you give that person power in your life. Because look, there's times where you're going to have jerks, whether it's your boss or coworker or neighbor. There are people that will know how to push your buttons. You guys know what I'm talking about. This is real stuff. They push your buttons. They try to just needle you. But if you hold on to that, you give them power in your life. And that's exactly what the devil wants. He wants to keep you under tow. He wants to keep you away from what God has for you. He doesn't want you to let it go. He wants you to hold on to it and grow bitterness in your heart, because that will separate you from the people in your life, and most of all, it separates you from God. Let it go. Don't let jerks hold something over you. Let it go. Learn how to let it go. Pray to let it go. Ask the Lord to help you. Your testimony is to move on. That's why Jesus said, look, shake the dust off your feet. Let that be your testimony. All right, you want to treat me like a jerk? Hey, you're a jerk. That's fine. But I am still going to be filled with joy and the Holy Spirit and still do what God's asked me to do, live for Him. And you can think about me however you want to think about me, because I'm not going to let you hold those expectations over me. Probably not a good idea to have that conversation out loud to that individual, but you can definitely have it internally. Shake it off and move on. As we get ready to close here, there's just one last thing I want to share with you. Verse 12 and 13. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil, and they healed them. What happened when the disciples did what Jesus had instructed them to do? They put down their baggage. They went and did what God had asked them. They were productive. Imagine this. Obedience works. Obedience to Christ works. These 12 men laid down their baggage, laid down their extra stuff. They laced up their Nikes and they went out and they trusted God for provision. And God showed up and people's lives were touched and changed. Imagine this next year, if we were to put down our baggage and leave it there and had our hands open to receive what God wanted to do, how many lives we could change in Ripon and surrounding communities. Imagine what's possible. Imagine what's possible is to live free this Christmas season and to let the baggage go. To let failure and expectations and past relationships and overspending and selfishness and all this other stuff that we hold on to. You know what it is better than I do. I know what it is, the baggage that I carry. Imagine if we just got ready to receive what God's throwing to us. We just opened up our hands and we got ready to catch the ball that God's throwing our way. Church, I will tell you this. As I was praying on Friday, God spoke to me very clearly. And He said this, in 2020, I removed every hindrance that held your church back. Every sacred idol that was holding you back from experiencing what I want to do in and through your church has been removed in 2020. And then as clear as day, God spoke to me and said, in 2021, I will build my church. Guys, God is about to do something amazing. Come on. I want to throw the ball to somebody so bad. I'm so excited for what God will do in our church and for the vision He'll lay out in the years to come. God is not dead and God is not done. And the best is yet to come. I want to pray for you this morning. I want you to be able to experience everything God wants for you today. And for you watching online, I want you to know Jesus loves you. He loves you and all of your brokenness and all of your mistakes and all of your flaws. God's got a ball for you today. He's got a relationship that he wants to have with you, and he wants you to catch it today. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I want to pray with you to accept Christ as your Savior today. The first thing is to realize we're broken, that we've got a problem. Sin simply means this, it's imperfection, and we're all imperfect. Hillside Assembly is a church for broken people, for messed up people who trust a mighty Savior. And God wants you to put your trust in him today. So we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came, that he died, and that he rose again. And because of his sacrifice and because he rose from the grave, we can have a relationship with him. He can forgive us of our sins and we can move on. We can lay our baggage down and God can do a brand new work in our life. So let's pray this morning for that. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. God, I'm broken and I can't fix the pieces. I carry a lot of baggage from my past, my present, and even my worries about the future. But God, I believe that you can set me free. That God, you can change my life. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you came, that you died, and that you rose again. And today, I put my faith in Jesus. I want to start to follow you, Jesus. Help change my life, transform me, and help me to plug in to relationships that can help me on that journey. I trust you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. If you just prayed that prayer, welcome to God's family. We want to plug you in. We want to resource you. We want to love on you. We want to pray with you. So reach out to us on our Facebook, our email, our website. We would love to connect with you. Just get to know your story and for you to get to know us. This morning, I also want to pray for the baggage that maybe we're all carrying going into this Christmas season. It's a tough year. The last thing we need is to carry more junk with us. So let's pray for that. God, this morning, as a church body, we commit to you. The Lord, we're really good at picking stuff up, and sometimes the stuff we pick up isn't beneficial. The stuff we hold on to, it holds us back. Lord, you've called us to freedom. Lord, you said your burden is easy, your yoke is light, God. In 2020, we desperately need some freedom. We need a breath of fresh air. And God, we pray this morning for the baggage that we all carry. Whatever it might be, it's different for everybody. But the Holy Spirit, which you speak to us to put down, God, we leave in this parking lot today. And Lord, when we're tempted to pick it back up in the days ahead, the weeks ahead, the months ahead, Lord, would you help us to just lay it down, to let it go, and to move on. Lord, I pray for individuals this morning that have been hurt by people that maybe they once trusted or people that they've hurt them in some way, wounded in some way. Lord, I believe that the first step in healing is to let go. The first step in forgiveness is to let go. For those things that are we're holding on to and the enemy has used to oppress us this morning, God, we let go. We open our hands. And God, we look forward to the future. And Lord, this football is simply an example of what you have for us. God, help us to position ourselves, to get our hands open, God, to receive what you have for us today. For the weeks to come, the months ahead, the years to come. God, I believe the vision that's coming, God, is far bigger than any of us could ever expect. And Lord, we must be in a position to receive and hear from you. Help us to do that as a church. Lord, I love this church because I know you love this church. Your heart is moved so much by your people's prayers. And God, we continue to pray, God, to be effective in ministry. No matter the weather, no matter the condition, no matter what else is going on, to preach the word and to reach the lost. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And God's people said, I'm going to turn it back over to the Gitzels for two more worship songs. A reminder, if you would like to be a part of our Christmas Eve service and do that video Christmas card, it takes just moments for us to record. If you want to have that happen today, if you'll stay right after the service, we'll put people in and out as fast as we can. We'll do it safely. We would love to be able to get you as a part of our Christmas service to be a part of that. Just tell our parking team that you want to stay and have your picture taken. We'll move people through as quickly as we can. But let's worship together one more time. Robbie will close us in service after that. Robbie, would you lead us again?
Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Jehovah Nissi. Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. And I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you because of who you are, and I worship you.
Pray that you would remind us this week of where that joy comes from. Whatever situations we face, we find ourselves in, God, remind us each day that when we wake up, we go to bed, that we can rejoice in knowing you, that you are in control of our lives. God, thank you for the message that was shared today. Lord, let us let go of that baggage and let us expect you to do awesome and great things. God, thank you that a new year is coming. We put our trust and our faith in you, that you will do great things in our homes, in our jobs, in our families, in our church, and in our community. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.